Programs around the state have been under threat of closure because of budget issues, and in the city of Kodiak, the future of one seafood research and training center has also been uncertain. But that may change if a resolution to save the center passes. The Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center, which opened in 1981 as the Fishery Industrial Technology Center, boasts laboratories, classroom areas, and a large pilot seafood processing plant. Over the last few years, the University of Alaska has repeatedly said it may need to cut off funding to the institution, and community members have been fighting to prevent that. Former director of the Seafood and Marine Science Center and current Kodiak Island Borough Assemblyman Scott Smiley is part of a local group, the Alaska Research Consortium, who have been working to preserve the center and its contributions. Smiley says the center has dealt with everything from reindeer meat issues to more typical fisheries matters.
The center itself has been directed to answer questions as they come up in Alaska's seafood industry, principally. And we've worked on a whole variety of different projects.
Smiley says the facility often does damage control.
One of the things that we've been involved in, the faculty there has been involved in since its beginning, was issues of microbiology, because people can get hurt from not having the right kinds of protections built into the products.
Smiley says he, along with other members of the Alaska Research Consortium, gave input on a resolution back in February. House Concurrent Resolution 8 touches on both the center's history and its current relevance to technical and professional development within the seafood industry. Last week, Kodiak Representative Louise Stutes introduced the resolution in the Alaska House of Representatives, urging the University of Alaska to keep the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center operating. She says the resolution will show the university the legislature of Alaska considers the center a critical part of the fishing industry.
It's a teaching center. It's a learning center. It's a processing center. It's an innovative, value-added center. It's the only DEC-approved processing center in relation to seafood. It's an incredibly valuable asset.
A press release from Stutes' office, HCR 8, passed the Alaska House of Representatives on Friday with a 40-0 vote. It heads next to the Senate.